Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 49 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Macadocious Miller.
A Kentucky Housing Corporation exhibit on MSU's campus closes Monday.
A bill allowing Kentuckians to carry a concealed firearm without a permit takes effect in June.
30 Kentucky lawmakers are co-sponsoring a bill to abolish the death penalty in the state.
A recent study finds fentanyl-related overdoses on the rise.
In sports, Moorhead State softball drops two at home.
Taking a look at your region's weather for tonight. Widespread frost, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 28. Saturday, widespread frost before 10 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 52. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 34. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 64. Sunday night, 30% chance of showers with a low around 46. Monday, 90% chance of showers with a high near 55. And Monday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy.
An affordable housing exhibit on the campus of Moorhead State University will close with a reception Monday evening. The display, created by the Kentucky Housing Corporation, puts a face on affordable housing across the Bluegrass State. Frontier Housing President and CEO Tom Manning Beaven says the reception will also be an opportunity to celebrate the local organization.
We're also trying to use it as a kickoff for our celebrating our 45 years of work here in Northeast Kentucky. And yeah, we're going to talk about what we've accomplished and where we hope to be going in the near future. So, you know, including our mutual self-help work and new construction.
The reception will be held Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on the third floor of ADUC here on the campus of Moorhead State University.
A plan to allow Kentuckians to carry a concealed firearm without a permit has been signed, but there's a word of caution for those considering taking advantage of the new law. Senate Bill 150 is not yet a law, and anyone packing heat without a permit right now could find themselves facing fines and jail time until the law officially hits the books. Tommy Jones runs the Whiskey Creek Shooting Range in Round County, where he also teaches concealed carry permit classes. He says learning gun safety and information about the laws in place is valuable for gun owners.
I believe we're going to see issues with people just being able to carry without having a permit, without going through a background, having their license and everything checked. But something that the public needs to be aware of is, in case they go out there and they carry concealed without a permit, it's always better to go back and educate yourself on that.
The legislative session ends next month, which means Kentuckians should be able to conceal a deadly weapon without a permit this summer. In the meantime, Kentuckians caught carrying concealed without a permit could face a Class A misdemeanor punishable with fines up to $500 and 12 months in jail.
30 lawmakers from all sides of the political spectrum are co-sponsoring a bill to abolish the death penalty in Kentucky. While House Bill 115 languishes in the House Judiciary Committee, supporters say the high number of sponsors indicates views on capital punishment in the state are shifting. Aaron Bentley is chair of the Kentucky Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty and the grandson of a murder victim.
In Kentucky, we haven't had an execution since 2008. No one has been added to death row since 2010. Kentucky juries are moving away from death. The country is moving away from death. Our standards of decency have evolved to the point that we don't think it's needed.
Kentucky has only executed four people since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in 1976. Two of those cases involved inmates who dropped their appeals and agreed to be executed.
Fentanyl-related overdoses are on the rise, according to a recent study. The study was conducted by the Center for Disease Control. Experts say these numbers are particularly prominent among minority groups. The death rate for African Americans raised by 141% each year between 2011 and 2016. For Hispanics, that number was 118%, while non-Hispanic whites held at 61%. Dr. Kelly Clark of the American Society of Addiction Medicine says fentanyl's potent and compact nature makes it easier to transport than other types of drugs.
You can either bring a shop bag full of heroin into the country, or you can bring fentanyl the size of a less than a deck of cards in. So it's much easier to smuggle in fentanyl and carfentanyl than it is heroin.
Clark says fentanyl is now typically laced in other types of drugs like marijuana and heroin, making it easier to acquire for a wider group of people.
Senator Mitch McConnell took to Twitter this week with words of praise for his late colleague, John McCain. WUKY's Josh James has the story.
Trump has gone after the late Arizona senator and Vietnam veteran, criticizing McCain's efforts on behalf of fellow soldiers, saying he gave McCain the funeral he wanted, and admitting he, quote, never liked him much. Wednesday, McConnell tweeted, without any reference to the president, that every day he misses McCain, and it was a, quote, blessing to serve alongside a rare patriot. The Republican leader broke the news of McCain's passing to an audience in Lexington last August.
And I think it appropriate for this American hero for us to take a moment of silence in memory of his outstanding life.
McCain died of brain cancer at the age of 81. The senator spoke out against Trump on several occasions in his final years and famously thwarted Senate Republicans' efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act in 2017. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Police have identified a suspect in the murder of a pregnant Whitley County woman. WKYT reports 29-year-old Jerry Johnson was shot Saturday evening outside her boyfriend's home on Steely Road in Corbin. Johnson died at Baptist Health Hospital that night, but not before delivering her newborn child. The baby was transferred to UK Hospital in critical condition, where it later died from lack of oxygen and blood to the brain. The death of that baby is being listed as a homicide. Kentucky State Police Trooper Lloyd Cochran says his case is a strange one.
Well, we treat all death investigations as if they are suspicious. This one is a little bizarre. Apparently, her boyfriend took her to the hospital.
Police say Johnson's boyfriend, 29-year-old Daniel Nates, is the primary suspect in the case. Nates is currently lodged in the Laurel County Detention Center on unrelated charges. The case will be presented to the Whitley County Grand Jury.
The Montgomery County Health Department is reporting an increase in syphilis cases. While syphilis is commonly known as a sexually transmitted disease to many, the health department reports the rise in cases is linked to injection drug use. Department representatives tell WKYT the public should be aware of symptoms in case treatment is needed and to take steps to protect themselves. Symptoms start with sores at the infection site followed by a rash. The disease is curable, but if you leave it untreated, it can lead to significant health problems. Tests are available at the Montgomery County Health Department.
A former UK student accused of fatally striking a 4-year-old boy with his car appeared in court this morning. Jacob Heal is facing one count of reckless homicide after a fatal collision on September 15th of last year. Police say he was driving on Cooper Drive when a witness says his car suddenly swerved to the right and left the road for no apparent reason. That's when he reportedly hit Marco Shimwell, who died a few days after the crash. Heal appeared in a Fayette County courtroom today for a status hearing. His attorney tells LEX18 that they are waiting on an analysis from an accident reconstruction expert. The judge continued the case until June 7th.
This has been your Mountain Edition News. I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Nacogdoches Miller, and we're glad you joined us on this Friday afternoon. Coming up next, your local sports report with WMKY's Leanne Akers. Right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Eagles drop 2 at home for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Eagles softball team played host to Jacksonville State this afternoon to open Ohio Valley Conference play. MSU fell 18-3 in the noon matchup of the two-game series. They wrapped up the second game with the Eagles falling 8-0. The Gamecocks were rowdy in the dugout during game one. The Eagles will host Tennessee Tech on Sunday for a doubleheader. Game times are set for noon and 2 p.m. The Moorhead State University baseball team has started their longest running road stretch of the season. The Eagles took Alabama State in a two-game series early this week. MSU is currently facing off with Southern Illinois. The Eagles are trailing 9-5 in the top of the seventh. Head coach Mike McGuire says it's been a busy week for his team.
You know, we're in good shape in the league, and we've got a five-game stretch this week. Excited to play two more at home and hopefully take care of business at home before we go to play a good Southern Illinois team later this weekend.
First pitch in Game 2 against Southern Illinois will be at 3 p.m. tomorrow. The Viking softball team heads to Mason County tonight. Round County's matchup with East Carter last night was canceled due to rain. Mason County is looking for their first win of the season, suffering three losses to begin the season earlier this week. Round coach Larry Sloan says his team knows what to expect from the Lady Royals.
Yeah, we played them in the scrimmage and beat them pretty handily, and if we go and do what we're supposed to do, we should win that ballgame.
Game time tonight in Maysville is set for 6 p.m. The Viking baseball team is gearing up for the Hardin Classic this weekend in Moorhead. The event is named after two former baseball coaches, Larry Hardin and Don Hardin. The Rowan team will face off with Sheldon Clark late Saturday morning and East Clinton out of Lees Creek, Ohio in the afternoon. Coach Scott Collins says he doesn't know much about either opponent.
East Clinton is coached by Brian Carey, who used to be assistant down here with us a few years ago, and he's now the head coach up there, so he wanted to come back and play us. So, but as far as knowing what they have or what they'll bring, we really don't know. It's a lot of unknown with them. Sheldon Clark, we haven't played those since I've been here, so, you know, a little bit of unknowns on both of them.
Game time with Sheldon Clark at Don G. Hardin Field in Moorhead City Park begins at 11 a.m. The East Clinton game takes place in the same spot at 4 p.m. And finally in sports this afternoon, the Moorhead State women's basketball team will travel to Western Kentucky for the second round matchup of the 2019 Women's National Invitational Tournament this weekend. The Eagles advanced to the second round after earning their first ever victory in postseason play with a 71-61 triumph over Ohio State in Columbus on Wednesday evening. Western Kentucky defeated Miami, Ohio 67-63 on the road to advance to the second round. The Lady Toppers are 19-14 overall and finished third in the final CUSA standings. The Eagles and Lady Toppers will square off at 3 p.m. Saturday at EA Diddle Arena in Bowling Green. Fans can hear the broadcast of the action live on WIVY 96.3 FM. And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagles softball hosts Tennessee Tech for two games on Sunday. Tickets available from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Cody Robinson, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock, and WUKY's Josh James. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Nacogdoches Miller and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. The time is 4:44. All Things Considered is next.